Hidden halfway up a towering cliff face in France's stunning Ardèche Gorge is a thick metal door. Inside lies a testimony to the dawn of human creativity and culture. We squeeze through a narrow metal passageway and then down a ladder into the darkness.
Wow. We've just come into the cave and it's pitch black. It's very cool but quite humid in here. But as you move your flashlights around, it is spectacular. You've got stalactites dripping down from the walls, stalagmites growing upwards. Everything's almost sparkling. And then you get your first glimpse of one of the drawings and they look incredible.
It's a lot of animals you can see there. You have lions hunting, bisons on the right. And then on the left, you have rhinoceros. And every group is like running. We can feel the movement.
Marie Bardisa is the curator of the Chauvet Cave. It was discovered in 1994 by three cavers, a world frozen in time. Hundreds of images adorn the walls, most of them animals like mammoths, rhinos, lions and bears, skillfully painted in charcoal and red ochre. They're so well preserved they could have been drawn yesterday, but this is the work of our early human ancestors 35,000 years ago.
They are very sophisticated and they used the relief of the rock to give the forms, to give the shadows, to express so many things.
It's some of the oldest art ever found, offering a window into Paleolithic humans and the Ice Age environment they inhabited. But few will ever have a chance to see it. Dr. Jean Clot was the first scientist to study the cave and took the decision to immediately seal it shut.
I said this cave must never be open to the public, because they would have had to open up the entrance. And that would have considerably changed the climate of the cave. There might be dire consequences. The paintings might fade off.
Archaeologists faced a dilemma, a need to both preserve and promote this precious heritage. Their solution? To build another one. A few kilometres away, it's press day in the region's newest cave. At a cost of 55 million euros, this replica sits in a huge concrete hangar on top of a pine-covered hill. Using high-tech scans and 3D modelling, the cave's most important features have been exactly reproduced to scale.
You really do get a sense of being in a real cave. The cool temperature, the dim lighting, the way the sound reverberates around the giant caverns. But the walls here aren't made from rock, they're made from cement. The stalactites and stalagmites, they're made from resin. But it's the art here that's been painstakingly recreated that's the real attraction.
We were using the 3D technique, using also a video projector to project the images on the blank walls to paint all the details.
Gilles Tozello spent 6 months recreating some of the cave's most impressive murals. It's a process, he says, that brought him closer to the ancient artists.
If you spend hours and days and weeks, trying to translate or to imitate the gesture and the work of another artist, and you become more or less part of him.
Do you think that your paintings will last for 35,000 years?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
This one is the biggest room in the cave, which is called Salle des Bauges.
Back in the original cave, Marie Bardisa delights in this rare opportunity to show the Chauvet cave off.
There are so many paintings inside. More than 400 animals have been painting here. So there are still lots of things to discover.
Few will ever get the privilege to experience this. But the team hopes the replica will succeed in evoking the same sense of wonder and amazement to keep the spirit of this place alive.